We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I figured it out. Voice of Reason, the solid, hold it down, the beige rage, and the agitator.
The Breakfast Club.
Everyone just kept telling me to prep for this.
One word to describe The Breakfast Club would be black.
Impact in the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in, man.
I don't even know what to call The Breakfast Club. It's like brunch.
Envy, Yee, and Charlamagne.
Wake that ass up, get out of bed, and listen to The Breakfast Club.
I'm waking up.
Good morning, USA.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, it's Wednesday, hump day, middle of the week. Good morning.
Hey, man. You know, it's Monday.
It's Wednesday.
I feel like Monday.
Yeah, I'm tired. I ain't gonna lie.
Like Monday. What's happening?
Shout out to the New York Knicks, the whole Madison Square Garden organization and all that. Last night they had HBCU night where they rep for all the HBCUs. Well, a lot of them, I should say.
Well, they should win for the HBCU fans that are Knicks fans. That's what they should do on nights like that.
That boy, Trae Young. So, I mean, they had Howard University. They had the gentleman from Howard. He was an announcer. They had brothers and sisters from other organizations singing the national anthem and doing so many different things.
Yeah, they did everything for their fans but win.
Yeah, but we had a great time. I took my daughter, so it was date night, me and my daughter. And, I mean, the Knicks were playing some good ball. I'm not even going to lie. They were up, I think, like 14 one time. And then that boy, Trae Young, man, I think he scored 45 last night. He went off last night.
Huh? That's against the Knicks. Don't count.
Randall wasn't playing. No, Randall was injured, so he was out. But, I mean, it was still a great game. So, shout out to the New York Knicks again. Shout out to Worldwide West.
All right. Worldwide West.
I seen him last night.
I saw Taylor Rooks was there.
I didn't see Taylor Rooks, but West was like, Taylor Breakfast Club. I said, good morning, and we'll see. And you guys are invited anytime you guys want to come on through.
I was actually supposed to go last night, but I ended up not being able to make it.
Yeah, it was a great game. I had a good time last night. Me and the daughter, my daughter was there. It was date night. We had some dinner. It was just cool. It was a good night. I just got home late. I ain't even gonna lie. I got home late. You know, after you get home a certain time, you're like, damn, I'm tired.
Well, that's when you old, once you get home a certain time, you know it's gonna be hurting the morning.
It hurts.
When you old and you get home at a certain time, if you get in bed like 11, 11:30 and we gotta get up at 4 o'clock, you know it's gonna hurt in the morning.
It was 12. I got home at 12 o'clock and you know I got a newborn and the newborn started with the and I'm like, no!
By the way, you don't even have to be out of the house. You can be home. And if you go to bed too late, you know it's going to hurt in the morning.
Yeah, all right.
You got to pick and choose those shows you want to stream wisely. Yeah. You got to pick and choose those games you want to stay up for late wisely, okay?
Goodness gracious. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Lotto will be joining us this
morning.
Big
Lotto.
Big Lotto. She got an album coming out this Friday, 777, so we're going to be kicking it with Lotto.
Oh, I like Lotto a lot. I'm excited for that.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Yes, let's talk about Deion Sanders. He is putting 10 NFL teams on blast, and we'll tell you why.
All right. We'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Snatch and grab. Sneaking.
You switch like a... Nope.
Morning, everybody.
Good
it's
morning.
DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Yeezy?
Well, for Hump Day Wednesday, more than 65 million people from Central Florida to Southern Michigan and east to the Virginia coast are under a slight risk for severe weather. There was a tornado that went through New Orleans yesterday that killed at least one person, and homes were destroyed, knocked down power lines, and so yet another setback there. All right. Also, Deion Sanders is putting 10 NFL teams on blast, and that is for missing Jackson State's Pro Day. So what it is they gave the student athletes a chance to show off their skills in front of NFL scouts. 22 teams showed up, but Deion Sanders put on blast the 10 who didn't. Here's what he said.
Our Pro Day at
22 HBCU. Teams out here?
Yeah, and you guess what? That means 10 of them is missing. And don't think I ain't gonna call you out. You're 10 that's missing. If I catch you at Mississippi State or Ole Miss, it's gonna be a problem. That's all I'm saying. It's gonna be a problem. Our kids are that good that you should have shown up too.
Exposure is important.
Yeah, I'm going to expose them.
Exactly.
My desire is 7 to 10 players this year drafted. Then we're gonna try to double that, and then the sky's gonna be the limit.
I love what Coach Sanders is doing, man.
No, I love that too, because that's a good use of social media. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You put those NFL teams on blast for not showing up the Pro Day, because, you know, kids will go to Jackson State for Deion, but they also want to be able to say, hey, this is a program that can possibly get me into the league as well.
Absolutely.
So yes, it's very important that those scouts show up to Pro Day.
And it was a joint Pro Day, so it was 3 HBCUs. And they held that joint Pro Day in part to give more HBCU players a chance to show off their skills in front of NFL scouts. And actually, last year, there were no HBCU players selected in the draft. So Coach Sanders is saying that he hoped that never happens again. Here he is calling out those teams.
Good day and God bless. Yesterday was phenomenal. All the kids that participated on Pro Day, hats off to you. God bless you. 24 teams came to witness our kids yesterday in its entirety, and I appreciate you. But there's 32 teams in this Crayola box. Therefore, the Dolphins, the Broncos, the Texans, the Bills, the Buccaneers, the Ravens, the Panthers, the Browns, the Vikings, and the Eagles. Where art thou?
And the NFL, it makes no sense, because the league is like 70%, 80% black players. So why wouldn't you go to where the black players are? Like, there's an abundance of black players at HBCUs. Go get some of them hidden gems, man.
All right, now this is an update for DJ Envy. The quote-unquote gay dog that was given up by its owners over perceived homosexual behavior now has been adopted. So that's good news, right? North Carolina mm-hmm. Steve Nichols told TMZ that he and his longtime partner, John, adopted Fezco Tuesday after hearing the story. He said he felt an immediate connection to Fezco, as he explained that both he and John have faced discrimination in their own lives. So,
oh, the gay dog got adopted by a gay couple?
Yes. Yep.
Drop on the clues bombs for all this gayness. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. The dog's name is now Oscar.
Once again, though, the dog's behavior was not gay. It was just the behavior of a dog. Okay? The dog got dropped off to the animal shelter for being a dog. That's what dogs do. Male dogs hump other male dogs as a sign of dominance. Okay? Male dogs sniff other dogs' butts, male or female. Okay? They lick their privates and others' privates. I'm just saying.
We understand.
Dogs.
He was being a dog.
My God.
All right, Oscar. Enjoy your new home.
There you go.
They changed his name?
Yeah.
Fezco was way more fire.
You like Oscar?
Fezco was way more fire than Oscar. Come on.
Oscar's named after Oscar Wilde, the Irish poet and playwright.
Oh, I thought they was
Oscar. Who was also gay, by the way.
I thought they were naming their dog after Dave Maloney.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Oscar Wiener, that's what I thought. But
Fezco was way more
Oscar
fire.
Wiener.
Fezco was better.
Wasn't the dog named after the guy from Euphoria? Wasn't his name the full name Fezco? Drop on a clues box for Fezco. That's the
I like Fezco,
man. Come on, didn't you get you another dog named Ashtray? That's what you do. Come on,
they're restarting his life.
Yeah.
All right, that's your rumor.
Just can't change
from
somebody's
news.
Name.
Yes, you can.
No, they did it.
Yes, you definitely can.
You definitely can. We do it all the time.
Yes.
You call yourself Envy.
Very true.
Charlemagne.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. It's a new dog. They're going to be calling Oscar. The dog's not even going to know his name.
He'll learn it. He'll just learn. Like you learned Envy.
800-585-1051. If you need to vent, call us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Come on.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass.
this is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Bob calling from the 313.
Bob, what up?
313, what's happening?
Get it off your chest.
Good morning. No, I was just calling to say good morning to y'all and that I appreciate y'all. I listen to y'all every morning.
Thank you, Kane.
We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, DJ Envy. Hey, Charlamagne, I need one of them books from Dr. Reader.
I think I got, you know what's so crazy? I got one left, too. I'm going to send it to you. It's yours. The Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health by Dr. Rita Walker. It's yours.
Hold on. Don't hang up. Hello, who's this?
Oh, good morning, Angela.
Hey, what's good? Snack Man, how are you?
Good, thank you. All right. I'll only say one joke, but before I say the joke, I had a show March 9th, and I posted my video for you.
Where'd you post it? How can we see Snack Man perform his stand-up comedy live?
Just put into your search engine WMDC, aka Snack Man.
Okay. All right. Now let's hear your one joke. Okay,
begin. There is a problem with the bathroom at my job. It keeps flooding. This company is so cheap. Instead of fixing it, they moved the seafood department over there to cover the smell.
Hey, Snack Man, I'm just glad you got a job, man. Don't ever, 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 ever quit your day job,
watch
okay?
Snack Man
God
on stage.
Bless you, too.
Don't
at the
ever,
Stress Factory.
Ever quit your job, please.
WMDC, a.k.a. Snack Man. Show him some love. Get him some views. Right now, he's at 15.
15 views?
16 now.
Oh, my gosh. Hello, who's this?
This is Anthony from Tampa.
Anthony from Tampa, what's up? Get it off your chest.
Good morning, Breakfast Club. To the point, effective cancellation of the term, good for you.
Good for you.
You don't like good for you?
But sometimes it's so good to say that, especially when you really don't mean it.
It is right up there with hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Have a nice life.
Oh, I love have a nice life. Have a nice life.
Now, with this, I try to tell people the alternative is just say, that's what's up. You know, hey, that's what's up.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
True, 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 true is one of those too. True, true. People be like, true, true.
Now, hey, buddy, you have a good day, all right?
And have a nice life.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Get it off your chest. It's your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. It's Lovey from the South Bronx, living Harper CT now.
Peace, King.
Lovey, what up?
Peace, King. I'm blessed, black, and highly favored. Good morning to my Breakfast Club.
Morning.
Yes,
morning,
sir.
Morning. Charlamagne, I want to thank you, God, for sending me the book by Dr. Walker. It changed my perception. And I want to pick your brain about something you got out of it.
Okay.
When she was talking about her low-key thoughts of suicidal thoughts, do you think these brothers out here taking each other's heads off are low-key suicidal cases running around?
I
don't value their own life. So they definitely don't value the next one's life.
Yeah, I look at it in a different way. I look at it that, you know, they got so much hurt and so much trauma in them that they haven't dealt with it. And a lot of times we end up projecting that hurt or trauma on the other people, you know? And I do feel like sometimes suicide people hurt themselves, but other people that are hurt others.
Right. I labeled that when you were talking about it. I label everything. I call it black anxiety suppression. Just the anxiety of being black
anxiety
itself,
suppression.
And the suppression of that. Because a lot of us don't address it, haven't addressed it.
Yeah, we don't deal with that anger. We don't deal with the root causes of our hurt. And most of the time, it stems from something that happened to you in your childhood, too.
Facts. That's why, oh man, that's why I encourage these brothers out here just to love on each other a little bit more. My son and I came up with something, and I want to tell you, you know my son is, I'm a single father. So we came up with a hypothesis of, first of all, what's your PF rating today, brother?
What's PF?
What's your psychological fortitude? What's your PF rating?
Ooh, okay. I like that.
What is yours today? I want to know what's everybody today.
Today I'm at about a 7 today. I feel good. I'm just a little exhausted. That's all.
I feel you. Just being a black man, we are aggressive. And what if they had a mask to display your PS rating? This is a hypothesis me and my son came up with. And if you're on a woman, you're all the way done, somebody just runs up and gives you a hug.
Yeah, that's why you got to tell people, man. Tell other men, too. I love you. I value you. I appreciate you. Tell people you love them, you value them, you appreciate them. That right there makes your PF rating go up.
Absolutely, brother. Look, I love you, King, man. I love you. You guys are the fabric of the culture. I love what you do. Keep it up, man. You know what it is, man. Follow me on the gram. LoveyXL860. I'm around.
All right, love
you, King.
Hello, who's this?
Max Thorne from Harlem.
What's your name?
Matt
Thor. All right, bro. What's up, man? Get it off your chest.
Hey, I want to put a quick freestyle for y'all, man.
Nah, we good.
Last person that kicked the freestyle this week didn't do too well.
Oh, well, let's give him a chance. Hey,
we good, sir.
Only shot, man.
Please, it's not
man.
Your only
let's
shot.
Let's hear it.
This is not even a shot, sir.
Come on, lose yourself.
This is not going to do anything to change
to
your life.
Mom, her she love to do the spit soap, bottles of water. She drenched it. Grand crew mixed it with great fruit. I told her not the great goose. Cop the great suit for trial now. Daddy, that wild now. 5:30 went to chow down, not bow down. When a bitch go Mac, she ain't going back. My pimp game's so intact, I could throw it back like Stockton, free a nigga like Cochran.
Oh, boy.
All right. I love all the OG references.
All right.
You know, I'm 43 years old, so when you say throw it back like Stockton, I know what you mean. When you say get him off like Cochran, I know what you mean. Okay, somebody born in 2000 that has no idea what you're talking about, but I do. Okay?
Hey, yo, can I shout out my Instagram real quick?
Yeah,
sure.
Hey, yo, it's MapSauce2020.
Napsauce.
You know Harlem, stand up. I'm on the Breakfast Club. God bless y'all, man. Good morning. Appreciate it, Charlamagne. Appreciate it, Envy. Appreciate it, Angela Yee.
No problem.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way.
The iHeartRadio Music Awards were last night, and we'll tell you the winners.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What's happening?
Good morning.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk to iHeart Awards.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report. Talk to him. With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So, the 9th annual iHeartRadio Music Awards was yesterday, airing from L.A.
I had no idea.
You didn't know?
I had zero idea. Not this is how you know iHeart is a big-ass company.
It was on our schedule for all this time.
I had no idea the iHeart Award was happening last night.
We didn't get invited, but we knew about it because it was on the calendar that our producer sends us every day.
I had no idea.
I didn't know either.
Well, y'all need to read that.
But I didn't know if they were taping. I didn't know if it was live. I didn't know where it was being shown.
I didn't know. I saw it on Shade Room.
Did you see it?
That's why I saw that. I was like, goodness. Oh, okay.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the winners then. Song of the Year was Dua Lipa, Levitating. Female Artist of the Year was Olivia Rodrigo. Male Artist of the Year was Lil Nas X. Best Duo Group was Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars with Silk Sonic. Best New Pop Artist was Olivia Rodrigo. Also, Pop Album of the Year was Adele. Hip Hop Song of the Year was Pop Smoke, What You Know About Love. Hip Hop Artist of the Year was Drake. Best New Hip-Hop Artist was Young Blue. Hip-Hop Album of the Year was The Off-Season by J. Cole. R&B Song of the Year was Leave the Door Open by Silk Sonic. R&B Artist of the Year was Jasmine Sullivan. Best New R&B Artist was Giveon. And so those are some of the winners. And Megan Thee Stallion accepted the Trailblazer Award at the iHeartRadio Music Awards. Here's what she had to say on that stage.
I will keep on continuing to be a voice for the voiceless. I will keep on fighting for all the injustices that me, my black women, my black men are facing. And I will keep showing up and showing out, even in the face of adversity.
How did they pick the winners for the iHeart Awards? Like, I know other award shows, like, you know, I've voted for other award shows before, like, but how did they pick the iHeart Award winners?
I don't know.
Oh.
You said what?
People vote.
He said people vote.
Who are the people? Like people?
Who are people?
Like
listeners? Or people who
work
on the staff?
Listeners. Anybody.
Yeah, how you acting like you know all of a sudden?
Because I hear Eddie screaming it out.
Oh.
From the other room. Okay. Ain't you an executive here?
Yes.
Well, what? Shouldn't you know these things?
No. Clearly I don't. They must promote this stuff just on the pop station. This must be just for the pop station.
All right, now J-Lo accepted her Icon Award at the iHeartRadio Music Awards, and Ben Affleck was in the crowd in the audience, very excited, stood up and clapped and everything, and here's what she said.
Icon! I can overcome negativity, and so can you every single moment. Let me tell you something else. I'm just getting started.
She also performed as well after getting that prize. And LL Cool J was hosting and he performed. All right, also, we told you Lil Nas X was Male Artist of the Year, and here's what he had to say as he got his award.
I always get shaky when I come on the stage, like, no matter what. I wouldn't be where I am right now in my life and career if I weren't delusional. To think that I can make a song about a man lusting after another man in a world where it's still legal in many places to be prosecuted and actually killed for being who you are, being gay. It's delusional to think that that song could be the number one song in the world. And I just want to say, in general, it's okay to be delusional when you're chasing your dreams.
All right, so that was a little bit of a recap from the iHeartRadio Music Awards yesterday.
I wish I'd have known about it. I'd have watched.
Well, you know, you can go back now. I'm sure it's available to stream.
You already told us the winners.
So you might want to see the performances.
Okay. Yeah. I saw it on Shade Room.
All right, now the Oscars have announced that Beyonce will be performing King Richard's song Be Alive at the 2022 Academy Awards. That all goes down this Sunday, so you know when that's happening. And, you know, previously she had talked about wanting to actually perform that song live pre-taped from the tennis courts where Venus and Serena used to train in Compton. So we're not sure if that's going to be happening or if she's going to do it from the theater. So I guess, you know, we'll find out about that soon enough.
I'm not watching that either. Text me when Beyonce performs and text me when the best actor and best supporting actress category comes up because I want to see if Will Smith wins, which I think he will. I want to see if Ajahnay wins.
So we're supposed to all keep you updated? I'm not talking to you. But you guys watch yes. and text him.
Somebody will. Guaranteed.
All right. Now, Jay Prince has called out the Grammys and suggested that Kanye, Drake, and more artists go up against the award show and do their own rival concert. He said, I've been watching the Grammys control and dictate our culture to their benefit up close and personal for the past 30 years that I've been in the music business. And all the artists, managers, and execs would do is complain, but never have the nuts to come together to do anything about it. Even though the latest episode deals with Trevor Noah and the canceling of Kanye West, this racist act is so much bigger than them. Let's just start with the mindset of the words council and cancel, where the Grammys is concerned, and compare them to rehab and legal slavery, where the penitentiary is concerned. So he goes on to say that he thinks that people should basically boycott the Grammys. And he said, hip-hop versus the Grammys, he added, Drake, Kanye, The Weeknd, Nicki, the powers that be will be mad at me about this one, but F them, I love the culture, the seed is planted, let's water it.
I respect the OG Jay Prince, but I just would like to know, how does that advance like the black community as a whole for people what to boycott the Grammys? Like, there's so many other things that we can mobilize and galvanize people for. Like, there's a lot of pressing issues that black people are facing in America right now. I mean, you can mobilize and galvanize people for the George Floyd Policing Act, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. Let's mobilize to decriminalize and legalize weed on a federal level. Like, what does boycotting the Grammys do for the average black person in America?
Well, Damon Dash also is not here for the Grammys, taking Kanye West from its performance lineup. And he was talking to TMZ, and he said, we make our own Grammys. So,
yeah, and it's crazy when I even see people like they'd be so happy about stuff like this. But like it's just what? Like if people boycott the Grammys, that does nothing for your life. That's not going to make your gas prices lower. That's not going to make inflation go down. Like, that does nothing for your everyday life, artists boycotting the Grammys.
Just a quick question. Kanye and Drake came together to do that show in LA for Larry Hoover.
Yes.
Whatever happened?
I don't know. I haven't heard. I haven't even heard the brother's name since.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Missy.
Just a question. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can mobilize and galvanize for, like a lot of pressing issues. I don't think the Grammys is one of them at all.
I mean, I could give a damn
about the Grammys.
I mean, this has been going on forever, though,
exactly.
What people are talking
about.
Well,
not even
the
that.
Grammys.
The Grammys is alive. They do live performance and live shows, right? So if Kanye's performing live and they feel like something is not right or he might say something, wouldn't it be smart to possibly pull him off just in case?
And you know what? This would have never happened to Kanye if the OGs around Kanye would have pulled Kanye's coattail and told Kanye to relax a long time ago.
You could be mad at the Grammys on a lot of things, but the fact that they said, I'm going to pull him because he's performing live and we just don't know?
Well, I don't understand why the OGs around Kanye got Kanye out here jeopardizing his business. That's what Kanye's essentially doing. He's jeopardizing his business, making threats online, telling people I can afford to hurt you.
To get you touched.
Like,
yes.
Come on, man.
Where do you live?
The OG's supposed to pull up on him. His OG's around him supposed to say, yo, knock that off. And then these consequences wouldn't be happening then.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report, guys.
All right. Front page news. Next, what are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about the Ketanji Brown Jackson confirmation hearing. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's first full day of questioning was yesterday, and we'll have some of those highlights for you.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
It's NFT Tuesday. Here's the latest on The Breakfast Club NFTs. You want to meet The Breakfast Club? Just grab our free NFT named Hopeful, and you can win a trip for two to meet The Breakfast Club in New York. For rules and to claim your free NFT, visit oneof.com by March 27th.
WWPR FMHD1 New York.
And iHeartRadio Station.
All right, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. All right, where are we starting, Yeezy?
Well, let's talk about Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson and her first full day of questioning. And this is all for her joining the Supreme Court. She will be the first black woman in that position, the first black woman to sit on the Supreme Court. So this is monumental. Now, she was questioned about a lot of different things. Senate Judiciary Chair Dick Durbin questioned her about packing the court, and here was her response.
Can we agree that the calls to pack the court delegitimize the court?
Respectfully, Senator, I'm not in a position to give my opinion on issues that are policy issues concerning the court, and not something that a judge would have to consider or should consider, in my view.
I don't understand why you won't weigh in on this issue.
I feel so strongly about ensuring that judges remain out of political debates.
They should absolutely pack the court. It's a 6-3 conservative majority in the Supreme Court right now. I told y'all this already. Yes, pack the court and add 4 black women, or add 4 people who will shift the balance of power in the Supreme Court right now. Yes.
Well, that was definitely a trick question, trying to set a trap for her. I don't know if she should have said that right
now. I mean, it wasn't her place. She had no business answering that. That's not her.
That's why she answered it the way she should have.
But they should pack the court, is what I'm saying. I said that yesterday.
All right. Now, Ketanji also was questioned about critical race theory by Senator Ted Cruz.
Another book that is on the summer reading for 3rd through 5th grade is a book called Stamp for Kids, again by Ibram Kendi. Now, what this book argues for is the exact opposite of what Dr. King spoke about on the floor of the Lincoln Memorial. And are you comfortable with these ideas being taught to children as young as 4 and in respect to the first book, as young as 8 and 9 in respect to the second book?
Senator, I have not reviewed any of those books, any of those ideas. They don't come up in my work as a judge, which I'm respectfully here to address.
Absolutely.
She should just say, that ain't my bag. That ain't my bag. That poor woman is at the endure what seems like a 48-hour job interview. Like, you can have that job. I don't want it.
That's pretty much what it is.
if it wasn't a Supreme Court seat, Lord have mercy. 48 hours, man? Mm-hmm.
Well, let's skip ahead to something that people were talking about, and that is her record on child porn cases. Keep in mind, this was a 12-hour-plus session that she went through yesterday. And so what they're saying, some of the most contentious allegations against her is that she's soft on child porn offenders. And she says nothing could be further from the truth. Here is what she had to say in response to that.
It is important to me to make sure that the children's perspective are represented in my sentencings. For every defendant who comes before me and who suggests, as they often do, these crimes don't really matter, I tell them about the adults who were former child sex abuse victims who tell me that they will never have a normal adult relationship because of this abuse. And then I impose a significant sentence and all of the additional restraints that are available in the law.
And they were saying that the recommended time that the prosecutors gave her, she was way less at that time.
For about a third of the cases.
I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary. Break down what she just said to me.
Well, she's saying
terms.
That as a judge, she would take into account all the different aspects, like the mental adults health. Who did these mm-hmm. things yeah. and how they were also victims of mm-hmm. cases. So that's how she took into account everything.
So she had empathy.
Yeah, she had empathy. She okay. would take people's laptops away, not allowing people to be on laptops and computers again. If they had mental problems, if they were assaulted by an adult when they were a child. So she took mm-hmm. all that into play when she made those decisions.
Mm.
Right, so sometimes her sentencing did not fall within the guidelines. It would be below those guidelines.
To that point, I wonder, do those people even need sentencing? Or should they go to, like, some type of counseling? Should they go to some type of rehab?
I'm not sure what time she gave him, if she gave him rehab, if it was some time served, if it was mental.
And it's a lot of different cases sure. we're talking about. Mm-hmm. But she did say that guidelines are just a starting point for judges.
Correct.
And so that's what you look at, and you have to look at all the different factors when you determine these types of cases based on a number of different considerations. So that's what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Now, when we come back, Lotto, Big Lotto will be joining
Big
us.
Whoop.
Her album comes out this
777.
Friday. 777.
Let's get lucky and hit that 777.
We'll talk to her next. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. We have Lotto.
Big Lotto.
Big Lotto.
Big Lotto.
Yeah, Lotto. The biggest.
Welcome.
What's happening?
The album comes out this Friday.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
I'm like feeling everything at once. Like I'm nervous, but I'm anxious, but I'm happy.
See, I like that honest answer because I always said after COVID, when you ask somebody how they doing, you got to ask that sincerely and expect like an honest answer.
An honest answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited though. It's been a long time coming.
How you feeling personally as a human? Forget the album. Just you.
Trying to wrap my head around it all. Like it's happening so fast and then it's just like a lot that I wasn't like made aware of and it's just like.
Like what? What was you made aware of?
Just like how in depth this stuff get, like it get crazy.
What you mean in depth?
I just came to rap.
Just came to rap.
No, you a business now.
Now the work begins.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the number one record, right?
Yes.
Just had Big Energy was number one. Congrats.
Thank you.
Big Energy. A lot of people was in their feelings about that song.
Yeah.
If they didn't have that Big Energy, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But one of our listeners called in, and I want to get your advice. Here was her question.
I started talking to a new guy, and like everything was good, but like he kind of has like some female tendencies that I don't like. They kind of make me like cringe a little bit.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by female tendencies?
So like sometimes he'll sing songs that are like a little bit too feminine, like things like songs that he shouldn't be singing.
And like what song? What songs are like feminine songs?
Okay, Big Energy by Big Lotto. Like. I don't feel like a man should be singing those songs. Like,
Lotto's
I ain't gonna lie, those I love
Lotto's
both.
Record was the number one record, man.
I love both those songs, but okay.
As a female, yes, I love both those songs, and I would sing them, but I don't think a man should be singing about those songs.
What do you say, Lotto?
I don't agree with that.
Can you say big energy, or as a guy, you can't sing that song?
I think you can. First of all, I try at least, maybe not every song, but I try to make the most unisex music. I think like out of a lot of female rappers, I think I'm the one that makes music for both genders. Like my uncles, my cousins, my man, his friends, like, they be bumping my junk.
Now, as a man of average penis size, I was highly offended by your song.
I told you. But if you listen to the song, it's not about what's in your pants, though.
It's not.
Because I got big.
He says, but go ahead, continue on, Charlamagne.
Shut up. Why you? What's up with you, man? She already from Atlanta, okay? Relax, bro. Like, what's up?
It's not a like, gender thing, or it's not literally what's in your pants, though.
Although that energy does transfer over. I mean, the confidence that you have.
Yeah, but that's where the saying come from, because it come from, like, you know how they say men that know they got a lot of, you know, stain in their pants, they be walking around like they don't stink.
You know? I just feel like all penis sizes matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's very hurt. He cried.
It's not about that.
It's not about that. LDE this morning, so we'll be all right.
Have you ever been wrong about somebody's energy, though?
Goodness gracious.
Like somebody walk in and they got that BDE, but then, you know, they was just.
Have I ever been wrong? I don't think I ever been wrong. I really could smell that from a mile away.
God damn.
What you smell? Yeah, I'm like that.
Lord have mercy.
Mariah Carey, she cleared his hand for no problems.
Tom Club cleared the sound.
That's the original.
Genius of
Love, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, Genius of
Love. What do you call big? Is it like do they hang like your ponytail? Like, what is big?
I knew you were just going to give me just problems.
I'm just asking. I just want to know.
He's really hurt by
big
it.
Big what? Big energy, big lotto.
Big energy. Big D. Big,
well, let me
BD.
Bring it down before energy. You answer it. His wife.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
Bro, what is you talking
cheated
about?
Cheated on him with a guy with a bigger penis. Right.
His wife cheated with Maxwell.
Oh, that's what it is.
His wife cheated with Maxwell.
That is not true.
I don't want to know all the tea.
Exactly.
I don't want to know all the tea.
I came here to wait, guys.
That was years ago. We've been together for a long time.
It's not about what's in your pants. I don't care who cheated on who.
Listen, all I know is, Lotto, can we both agree that there is some small energy in this room from the two of them this morning?
No, I'm not going to do them like that. No. Yeah.
Because this is feeling insecure. It's giving insecure.
We're asking questions. Why can't we ask questions? I'm just asking questions.
Anyways, back to the caller, you know what I'm saying? I don't agree with Shawty. I think that men can listen to them songs.
But not listen, sing them. Like,
yes, they can.
Okay. I agree.
Yes, they can.
I mean, they're bad.
Because if not, then y'all exit me out of 50% of the market.
That's right.
You can't do me like that, girl. I'm trying to get this money.
And technically, the song is about men.
Yeah. And that's why I had added those things, like, in the beginning where I said, hey, daddy, when you going to stop playing? Like, I didn't want it to just be, like, stepping on. Like, I wanted it to be, like.
You don't want to hurt nobody's feelings.
Yeah.
He says that to me every morning, yo.
What's that?
Hey, daddy, when you going to stop playing? I didn't know where the hell he was getting that from. This guy is crazy.
He plays too
Please
much.
Stop.
He plays
too
much. Why is the album titled 777? And I see you got it tatted on you next to the yin and the yang.
Yeah, I've been had this tatted on me for, like, this is one of my first tattoos. So 7 always been, like, my favorite number.
It's God's number.
God's number. Mm-hmm. Everyone who I love, favorite number is 7. Like, my grandma, my daddy, everybody, favorite number is 7. Tripled. You know, overcome 666, and baby, I'm God's child, baby. I'm God's favorite, matter of fact. So, you know, I don't play about that. So, but when I changed my name to Lotto in reference to the lottery, like casino, jackpot, whatever, it became a part of my brand then, but it just kind of just fell in place because it was already something that meant a lot to me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the album and stuff, I just wanted to, like, with the previous name, just harboring that negative energy and stuff, I just wanted to, like, turn over a new leaf, like, new chapter, new era. And I think it's been manifesting, like, good things.
No, I like that, especially the whole 666 thing. It's like, yo, why not flip that?
Yeah.
And let's do God, 777.
Yeah,
I like
that. Yeah, because I be seeing people do that. I be like, what the f*** wrong with y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't do that. Uh-uh.
Who was your faith growing up?
Christianity.
For
sure, yeah. We don't play, like, my grandma, like, you ain't touching that food unless you say grace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another big conversation is, who's from Atlanta?
Clearly not me. No, I'm just like.
Why is there such a big conversation about who's from Atlanta, who's not from Atlanta, who's around on the outskirts of Atlanta, who's
Amaretta.
In Atlanta?
I don't think it's just Atlanta, though. Like, Amaretta was really just saying, like, because so many other people from different cities was relating to it, too. She was just speaking from Atlanta. Like, they'd be like, oh, if you're not from the actual city, don't claim the actual city. But, baby, I'm going to let you know I'm from Clayco. I'm going to let you know that. But to the masses, to the world, y'all probably never even heard of Clayco. So to the world, I'm from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really people not from there that just be like, oh, yeah, she's from Atlanta. And yeah. y'all represent Atlanta, too. Like, yeah. the culture of it.
Yeah.
And you got on the remix.
Yeah, because I f*** with Amaretta. Like, she hard. Like, she could rap. And no, I understood what she was saying. Like, it wasn't no shade. Like, people was trying to flip it into this thing. Like, oh, she's shading you. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? I ain't taking that shade. Like, I'm like, she said what she said. It's not a lot.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it crazy that people could have started, like, a beef, because you know how yeah. fans want to jump in and be like, oh, she talking crazy about you. Imagine if you would have fed into that and been like, man,
yeah, I could have for sure. Like, mm-hmm. they do that a lot, especially with female rappers. Like, they do that. They can't wait to pin y'all against each other. And that's why I always say 9 times out of 10 when the girls is beefing or they got an issue, underlying issue, it don't be them. Like, we got so much stuff to relate to in real life. We got so many stories that we can tell each other and be like, girl, you going through that? I'm going through that too. Like, mm-hmm. it be the blogs and the fans and stuff. And it's really not fair to us because in real life, we would probably get along.
Does online harassment ever, like, impact your mental health and your emotional yes. well-being?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going through that right now. Like, trying to find me time and, like, self-care. Like, make sure my mental is straight. Because I always say when it starts to not be fun no more, I'm going to take a break and recollect. But I'm on tour and stuff, so it's like...
Is it fun now?
It's fun. It's fun. Like, I'm not going to let that distract me and take away, you know, my happiness. This is my second project with RCA. It's my first tour, and I'm selling out like crazy. Like, I want to enjoy it.
It's funny until you get online. Like, I saw something with you. They was messing with you about having a small stage, which wasn't a small stage. It's 3,000 people.
First of all, I'm in Santa Cruz. First of all, selling out 1,000 people in Santa Cruz is not coming out to see new artists, period. So I'm going to pop it. That's why I'm still trying to find, you know, the times where it's appropriate to talk back and it's not.
I like how the Clayton County came out, but then you remember the media training.
But why does it bother you? Because you've been on stages that have 40,000, 50,000, 60,000 yeah. festivals, and then... But a small market, it doesn't matter.
I think what irritates me is because it be so many people that's not in the industry speaking on stuff that have to do with the industry. Like, y'all don't have no clue of what's going on. Y'all be impressed by these big old stages. When I post Rolling Loud or I post Made in America, y'all be like, oh my God, you made it, you made it. Them people is here to see 100 other people. They is not here just to see me. Like,
that's right.
Them people in that room screaming word for word songs that I dropped 5 years ago. So that hit different.
All right, we got more with Big Lotto when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, Dad. When you gonna stop playing?
Yeah, chick, I could be a fantasy. I could tell you got big, big energy. It ain't too many of them that can handle me. But I might let you try it off the Hennessy. Make them sing to this thing like a melody. And if your girl ain't right, I got the remedy. It ain't too many of them that can handle me. Yeah, chick, I could be a fantasy. Tell me how you want it. 3, 2, 1, and I'm on it. Feel good, don't it? Hood chick, you in a bunny. I'ma bust it on a pole like honest. Aren't you being honest? Juicy, mini made. But can't do it one mini man. Not a side or a main. I'm the only one he entertain. Spending his mind in the bank. I like what I see. A boss like you need a boss like me. Daddy from the street, so he move low key. Tryna rock that mic like karaoke. On the count of 3, bad get money. Broke. I'm the one they love to hate, but they can't get past. Pretty face, no waste, and a big old bag. Yeah, chick, I could be a fantasy. I could tell you got big, big energy. It ain't too many of them that can handle me. But I might let you try it off the Hennessy. Make them sing to this thing like a melody. And if your girl ain't right, I got the remedy. It ain't too many of them that can handle me. Yeah, chick, I could be a fantasy.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Big Lotto. Her album comes out this Friday, 777. Charlamagne?
You do realize that most of these people on social media are just mad that you win it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think because I did the rap game like so long ago, I been got like that dragging on Twitter and stuff. And that's not new to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not new to me. So it's like... I still got to figure out when it's not appropriate to clap back. Because y'all got the label offering me media training and stuff now.
Well, you was on Big Boy, and you talked about working on the album and having a problem clearing.
Yeah.
And then everybody looked at your track list and tried to see what artist that was.
It's like a hip-hop whodunit at this point.
And then Kodak posted today. He said, that mulatto girl is not talking about me, homie.
I just seen that before I walked in. My intentions was not to, like, make this a whole thing. I just was looking at it
as like I'm a new female rapper in the game. I wish somebody could have gave me some insight about how this stuff really go. Like you hear like, oh, female rappers have it harder, but I really wanted to give like a little insight as to like what specifically makes it harder for a female rapper. I didn't want it to like distract from the music or anything. So like, I kind of wish in a way I didn't say that.
How did that person react? Because I'm sure at that point it's like, well, I don't want to be on the album because not everybody gonna be looking at me.
I haven't heard. I'm cursing you out.
I haven't heard from them.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If you did that, you should be ashamed and not want to, you know, like, what are you supposed to do? If a guy did that to you, he should really just shut up and like, or even apologize.
Or apologize. That would mean, because I'm not here to raise nobody. I'm just speaking on like what I go through. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think I'm allowed to do that to a certain extent. Social media is trying to turn it into this thing where it's like, oh, I'm trying to clout chase or like silence my experiences. So
I think you're living your truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and if your intentions are to help the next person coming behind you, like, why not? Because these are things that we've always heard about, right?
Yeah,
like,
women are going through
but you
this
don't
right
even
now.
Know specifically what, like, people always say, oh, it's harder for a female rapper, it's harder for a female rapper, but specifically what do we be dealing with that people don't know?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's and right. It's not even just other artists, it'd be managers, producers.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I was really shocked by that, because I'm like, oh, that's what got y'all shook? Oh, y'all would.
Long
that was just,
sure.
Yeah.
How does that make you, like, if you want to do a record with somebody or you want to collaborate, now do you say, well, I'm going to get my manager to reach out because I don't
want
that?
Oh, that's what it always be, though. Like, they even switched it like that. They like, oh, well, why would you even reach out to that person? I don't even do that. I don't do business like that. It's always through management. I don't even.
It shouldn't have to be like that, though. If you feel an artist and be like, I think he sound dope on this record, you should be able to be like, yo, bro, I think we should collab. And it shouldn't be a problem, you know?
It shouldn't.
But her reality is.
Reality is it most likely will be, or that will, like, you know, do something that offends you or try to cross the boundary, whatever. So I always, like, especially with male rappers.
Was it Kodak?
I don't want to say who it was.
Mm. Yeah.
I just feel like, because it's going to distract from the music, and my intentions is not to get anyone dragged or anything. I just wanted to speak from, like, what do I deal with? I don't specifically want someone to, you know, get dragged or... That cancel culture shit is a mug.
Did other female artists, other female rappers hit you up after that to be like, thank you, girl, for speaking up?
Yeah, they did. And I thought that was real dope. And hopefully, without the mess and the drama, hopefully more people can feel comfortable to speak up.
So it's been like that from day one? Like, even when you were just an aspiring rapper trying to get on, it's been like that?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
What did your man have to say about all this?
He tried to stay out the way. I try to keep him out the way, too. Because I don't want him to have any pressure or, like, feel like he got to defend me like I'm straight.
Because that had to be hard for him to hear, too.
Yeah.
Especially when you tell him, I know he, like, I want to.
Yeah, for sure. But I think when you dating a female rapper, you just got to know some stuff just going to come with it.
Did he hear it on the Big Boy interview?
No, I tell him everything. Yeah.
He don't, like, want to go step to the guy, like, let me go talk to him.
I don't know what he want to do.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, because I can feel your energy come down as soon as you start talking about
it.
That.
Yeah. Because it just been, like, too much. It been too much. That's why I'm just ready for the album to come out, the remix. The remix got cleared, like, just in time. Like, mm-hmm. that was a whole nother thing that was just on my mental, like, when I tell you I've been stressed out with a K, stressed.
Word.
But it's okay, because God got me, and I really feel like everything I'm going through right now is just prepping me for what's to come.
What perception did you have of the industry that once you got in, you realized it was all wrong?
Yeah, I gotta think. I was rapping at 8 years old. Yeah. I did the rap game at 16, so I thought everything was peaches and cream.
Mm-hmm.
I just get my makeup done and shoot videos, and then I be number one on Billboard. That's how it go.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought, you know, as a kid coming into it. But I think it made me, like, grow up faster because I had to see, you know, as a kid, like, dang, this stuff not sweet. Like, people, they don't give a f***.
Damn, what was your first, like, rude awakening?
My first rude awakening? I don't even remember my first.
Was it before the rap game or after that or during?
Probably, like, during, after the rap game stuff.
Do you regret that at all? Because you had to prove so much that you wasn't a reality rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now that I got through it, no. But... Because it was a lot to get through. It really was. Now that I got through it, no. But going, when, like, you know, the ups and downs of, like, trying to get away from that image that I was first introduced to the world as, and like the music changing and just growing up in general, like that, it did make me be like, man, I wish I never did this but now I'm grateful because it just shows people like this ain't overnight. People been seeing me, you know, I've been working, like, so it's cool now that I've overcame it, and it's like, oh, I see her come up. I respect it.
Now, you also have the song Trust No Bitch on the album.
Yeah.
Do you feel like being in a position that you're in, people do try to come at you? Because you know how you try to go for somebody who's winning to get attention.
Yeah. Yeah, I really think that. And I just, that's not going to stop. The only thing that I can control is my response to it. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to learn how to, like, they gonna gun for you. They going to try to provoke you. And if you let them, then they going to keep doing it. I just gotta go Beyonce on these bitches.
You go silent. it's hard though, because your era grew up on that.
Yeah. You know? And then I'm still me. Like, I look, like, it's hard to look at yourself from third person point of view. So when the label be like, oh, you got this and this now. Like, yeah, but it's hard for me to look at myself mm-hmm. like that. Like, if you disrespect me, I'm on your ass. It's hard for me not to be.
I think I only find it disrespectful when I actually know the person.
Yeah.
Like, people I don't know, it's like ghosts. It's like, yeah. All right, what am I going to do? Shoot a ghost?
I wish I thought of it like that. One day I'm going to be like you.
You can.
One day.
You got a chance to have a conversation with Halle Berry.
Yeah.
How was that?
Halle Berry. She looks so good. First of all, she looks so good. I'm like, girl, I want to grow up and look like you. She looks so good. She
Did
was
you pick
so
the question
genuine.
You asked, or was it already set up?
It was already set up.
Oh, okay, because you
probably
asked
shouldn't
the nastiest
say that, but it was.
Or weirdest sexual request the actress ever received.
First of all, I really want to put emphasis. I'll probably get in trouble for this, but I want to put emphasis on that these questions was pre-written, because when I seen them, I said, that is disrespectful to ask Halle Berry. That is disrespectful. My grandma would slap me on the head.
So why you ain't listen to your grandma?
But they was like, that she said it's okay. So I'm like,
oh, got you.
Okay.
So when I seen her, I was like, conversation.
I guess so. I'm like, y'all sure she said it's okay? So I'm like, girl, did you see this question?
You asked her beforehand.
Yeah, I'm like, did you see this?
Oh, see that? Okay, sure? Yeah.
I was like, I thought it was disrespectful. She was like, no, girl. So I'm like, okay.
Let's what if go. They was punking you? And then she was like, what? I can't.
That would be mean. That would be mean. Don't set me up with Hallie.
All right, we got more with Big Lotto. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Big Lotto. Her album comes out this Friday, 777.
It's something about you that's very grounded.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that mean, grounded?
Grounded, like just a humility about you. Like, yeah. You know, and I feel like you were that way before you got in the game. So where do you contribute that to?
Probably what I was saying.
Contribute or attribute?
I think
it's some type of
tribute.
It's a butte.
I think it goes back to what I was saying earlier. Like, I'm really just grateful to be where I'm at. I don't take it for granted because it didn't happen overnight. And I really put in the work, and I've been told no so many times. I done dealt with so much stuff behind closed doors to get to where I'm at. So I just appreciate it.
What did your people want you to do coming up? Like your grandma, your mom, like what did they want you to do?
It's so crazy because most people, like family, don't support like a artistic job. Like they like, oh, go to college, da da da. But my folks never did it.
Your dad managed you, right?
Yeah, my daddy managed me. Mm-hmm. My mama did my business management, and everybody, it was just like a family effort thing. Like my daddy used to pay for me to be on shows. Like, bro, can she hit the stage? I give you $200 right now. Like they supported me 100%. That's probably what attributes
to
let him know.
Yeah.
How does your dad feel now though? Because it's like, you know, he's still always in protecting mode.
Yeah.
So when he hears something, I'm sure he's ready to go get a baseball bat or hammer and go up somebody's head.
Yeah, he don't play by me for sure. He don't play by me for sure. But I think for the most part, he's just happy to see me, you know, doing what we pray for and what we prepare for so long.
You a daddy's girl?
I don't know, because when I was younger, I used to be a daddy's girl. But then I, you know, when I'm getting into, like, my grown woman, well, when I think I'm a grown woman, like 16, mm-hmm. I became more of a mama's girl.
How'd your dad deal with that? Because you were drag racing with him. You was his little
tomboy. I know.
And then all of a sudden, you
I really was.
On.
I know.
Like, put them sneakers back on.
It still be, I'm not even going to act like we just got it down pat. We still be, like, back and forth. Like, we get on each other's head. We have our time where we not f***ing with each other, because it's a lot to have, you know, your parent involved in your business, especially when they seeing you popping it like a willy. It get a little weird, but we figuring it out, and I know he got my best interest at heart regardless. And he know I love him to death.
And I like when you talk your shit on those songs, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun, but I do be thinking, like, I wonder what
everybody be saying
gotta say.
Everybody be saying that. I think we just figuring it out as we go.
Like, how do you F like a thug?
What?
A song on the album.
When you F him like a thug.
What your dad say about that song?
He ain't heard that song.
he heard that one.
You can't play all the stuff. You just let them just read the track list and they know which ones to skip.
Lord have mercy.
So how do you explain that? How do you do that?
Okay, F him like a thug. It's just like taking authority. It just mean like not playing the like laid back role. It just mean like bring it up.
Getting on top.
Yeah.
Slap him.
Maybe.
See, I think fathers, we just protective. And like, it's anxiety. You have a lot of anxiety when you have children, period, but when you have daughters. You know what I'm saying? So you're overly protective. And I guess I can see where that could come off as like, give me some space, pops.
Yeah. And that's what it was, a lot of that in the beginning stages, like when I'm fresh off the rap game and I'm like getting my first car, my first apartment. I remember being like, okay, I want to custom my music now. And he was like, no.
How old were you at the time?
I was probably like 17.
I get it. 17, still kind of, you know.
I wasn't trying to talk about popping it like a wheelie. I was just trying to be like, man, f*** you, bitch. But he was like, yeah, no.
And I loved when I saw you on Angie Martinez and what you said about your haters. And you was like, if they hating on me, you just might as well figure out a way to be a fan.
Yeah, because, baby, I'm going to try to prove you wrong. They always say that about me. Like, you know what's so crazy? Big Energy, it debuted on the Bubbling Under on Billboard. And I was like, okay, bet. Everybody was making fun of me. They're like, oh, yeah, you thought this was going to go up. It's Bubbling Under. Okay. Now I'm number 14.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah.
So that's what your dad need to do. Your dad need to say, I bet you can't stop rapping about sex.
And then that'll make crying. You stop. No, then I'm going to play him another song where I'm not. Mm-hmm.
Were you the little kid they used to make come rap at holidays? Like when all the family was around? Lotto, come do that little rap and that dance.
No, they would make me dance.
Okay.
Which is so crazy because I swear up and down I can't dance no more. I don't know what it left my body, but I used to think I was going to be a background dancer.
Really?
I was reading one of my journals from elementary the other day. And they was like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said I was going to be Beyonce's backup dancer. I swear to God.
Not a bad goal, but there's bigger goals.
Yeah, life is crazy.
Man, I want to talk about some of these lyrics and songs, but I'm going to save it for lip service or something.
Oh, shit. I'm scared of lip service. That's why I'm glad when we did it the other time it was on Zoom. I was like, ooh, child.
Now wait till we get you in person. But you talk so much on your songs that it's just hard for us not. have you ever done a sex tape?
Yeah.
Welcome Daddy. To the service.
Lotto Daddy.
Yeah. Are you scared that it's like, do you have it? Did you erase it?
No, I'm sure it's long gone.
You're sure?
Yeah.
Daddy!
You have one?
Wait, like my first relationship.
That's about to be an NFT. Why would you even say that, Lotto?
It's not. It's gone. It's gone.
You sure?
Yeah.
Is he gone?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
She said that very
he long gone.
But he's not dead. She don't mess with him no more, right?
No, he not dead.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm not trying to say that. I don't wish that on him. I'm just he's saying he's long gone. He dead to me. He long gone.
I don't like this for you.
This is getting awkward.
Yeah, I don't even like that.
I don't do it. This is like before I was like super late. I don't do that no more. Like me and my man, we don't do it.
No more taping no more. Not even on the phone.
I mean, that, like, this is awkward. This is awkward.
Does your daddy know about this?
No. Do your daddy know about what you do? No. No. He don't know. As he shouldn't.
What is he going to say when he sees this interview, Lotto?
He just going, he going to skip to the next part. He going to wait for y'all to change the subject. All right,
well, let's get into, Big Lotto.
Let's get into a record now. What you want to, go into Willie or you want to do the remix featuring Nicki? Which one?
Y'all is crazy.
I don't want your dad to hear Willie.
I don't want the first time.
Is that something
y'all
I
is
can
crazy.
Play?
Let's get into Willie featuring 21 Savage.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I love 21, by the way.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey.
Pop it like a Willie. Hop
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yo.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Colin Kaepernick.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So David Robinson, who is a famous football trainer, he works with Colin Kaepernick, said that multiple NFL teams have contacted him to ask about Colin Kaepernick after he recently had a workout with him. And here is what he had to say.
Yeah, man, he has a very strong arm, very accurate. Mechanics are still good. I was very impressed with how well he took charge of the huddle and getting guys aligned and things of that nature. He definitely has the ability, you know, to play on somebody's roster, like right now. Like a couple of guys that were in the session that were on NFL teams were saying that his arm is, you know, just as strong as guys that we got on our roster right now and can play. So, yeah, he looked real good. Yeah, he hasn't lost a step at all.
So at least five teams have inquired about him.
I believe it when I see it.
What, did they inquire? Or that if he makes it onto a team?
If he makes it to the NFL. I don't see it, but I believe it when I see it.
All right, now Ciara has joined the cast of the Color Purple musical film, and she'll play Nettie, the younger sister of Celie, who's played by Fantasia. And so the younger version is going to be played by Halle Bailey. It sounds good, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think...
When do they start?
So when do they start filming?
Yeah.
I'm not sure when they start filming, but it's produced by Steven Spielberg and Oprah. The cast is also featuring Taraji, Danielle Brooks, also David Alan Grier, Louis Gossett Jr., and her.
That's dope.
That's a dope cast. Mm-hmm. And depending on what age you are, you've been acting out scenes from The Color Purple your whole damn life. Okay?
Yeah, so. But they are going to start filming sometime this month, they said, in Georgia.
Okay.
All right, now, Captain America actor Anthony Mackie, he is purchasing 20 acres. He's going to build a production studio in New Orleans. That's dope.
That's dope.
Yeah, so he trained in acting at the New Orleans Center for Creative Arts, and his decision to develop projects there is a really big win for the local economy and community. So shout out to them. New Orleans is a great place to film.
Dropping a clue bombs for Anthony Mackie.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. All right, now Kid Cudi is going to be directing and starring in Netflix's Teddy, which is co-produced by Jay-Z. So he said, if I could sum up what the movie is about in one sentence, I say this. It's as if I took the song Pursuit of Happiness and wrote a movie about it. I added a lot of my own personal struggles and experiences in it. So this film is very close to my heart. I know that deep down, this movie will help people in the same ways my music has. I'm continuing my mission. So Kid Cudi wrote that, and he's also starring in it.
Okay.
Dropping a clue bombs for Kid Cudi. Why not? Kid Cudi stayed with a lot of lies, man. Like, it's a whole generation of kids that actually worship Kid Cudi and will say Kid Cudi's, you know, music actually kept him alive.
Mm. All right, now, Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, Mackenzie Scott, has made a donation to Habitat for Humanity International and 84 of its United States affiliates. It is the largest publicly disclosed donation from Mackenzie Scott since she pledged to give away the majority of her wealth. You know how much she's worth?
How much?
A lot.
$48 billion.
Oh, my goodness. How much did she give away?
$436 million.
She got a long way to go.
But that's just one donation to Habitat for Humanity. So this is over time. So, yeah, I mean, that's a huge donation. And the CEO of Habitat for Humanity International said, we could not be more excited to get this gift at a time when, in some ways, the state of housing affordability is the worst that it's been in modern times.
Her and Bill Gates' wife, they do a lot of philanthropy.
Yeah, and they don't discuss most of it. So this is like her largest publicly disclosed donation. But there's a lot of things that she does give away. She actually gave away over $8 billion in the past 2 years.
Who's the one that's always giving to HBCUs? It's one of them. They're always giving a lot of money to HBCUs. Mm-hmm.
All right, so that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Missy. Charlamagne, who are you giving that down to?
You know, four after the hour, we're just going to simply have a discussion about why you shouldn't hold your farts for nobody. We'll talk about it.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, it's Angela Yee. Have you taken a look at the General Insurance lately? Switch to the General, and you could save over $500 on your car insurance. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Wednesday, March 23rd goes to Vivian de Juarez, a.k.a. Polka. I know I pronounced her name all wrong. I hope I got Polka right, but she's a Brazilian singer. I never heard of her, but I am sending her healing energy this morning. This is a teachable moment, and I'm sending her healing energy because she needs it, okay? I want to tell you all something this morning, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Actually, I don't mean it from the bottom of my heart. I simply mean it from my bottom, okay? There is someone out there. There is someone out there right now who needs to hear the words that are about to come out of my mouth. There is someone somewhere right now who is going through what I am about to discuss. Maybe somebody in this room. Okay, they are holding something in that they want to get out to the world. And I need you to know, don't hold it in anymore, okay? I know it hurts, okay? I know it hurts to let it go, but sometimes it hurts more to hold on. And I am giving you permission this morning to let it go, let it go, let it go. Okay, I know you can't hold it back anymore. I don't care if you're in a car with people, on public transportation with people, under the covers with your loved one, in a room full of people, ma'am or sir or they, if you have to fart right now, do it, okay? Let it go. Let all right, airbrush your boxers. Let off a 21 anal salute. If folks next to you have to feel a little backdoor breeze, do it. They will live, but you possibly won't if you hold your farts in. That's what happened to Polka. Okay, that's why she's getting donkey of the day today. She was sent to the hospital to be treated for trapped gas because she didn't want to fart in front of her boyfriend. All right, let me hear some fart sounds, right? Let me get me in the mood. I need something harder than that. I need something wet. Nah, that means you're trying. You're forcing it. I like the natural ones. They're like, there you go. All right. Polka. Polka.
All right, Red.
Let their man go. If you don't tell him, you can't tell him when to stop farting.
All right.
Got it all out, Red? All right. Polka, what are you doing, baby girl? Okay, you're not on farting terms with your boyfriend, so you held them in. How many of y'all out there are not on farting terms with your significant other, so you hold them in? And if you don't want to fart around them, why didn't you just go to the bathroom, Polka? I do it all the time. Why? Because I don't fart I don't hold my farts for nobody, but also I don't fart in my clothes. Okay, I don't fart in my clothes. When I need to blow my big brown horn, I go into the bathroom, pull my pants down, and I let that brown horn brass choir sing. Okay? Now, Poke is 27 years old, and she shared her gas problems with her 15.7 million followers on Instagram. She wrote, and I quote, "I woke up at 5:30 a.m. with severe stomach pains and ended up in the hospital." She then assured her followers she is all right. And then she added, but that's it, guys. I'm now fine. Just an accumulation of trap farts. She then went on to encourage her followers to pass wind freely. She said, and I quote, "Girls, don't be ashamed to fart in front of your guy. Because what's really embarrassing is not letting your guy sleep because you're in discomfort. Going to the hospital with your guy and the diagnosis being trap farts," end quote. To be honest, I didn't know trap gas was a thing, but according to the New York Post, it occurs when methane does not move through one's intestines normally, causing sufferers sharp pain or discomfort in their abdomen. Give me a fart, Red.
Wow.
All right, Red.
Now, I don't be on TikTok, okay? I do have a TikTok, at C2God, C-T-H-A-G-O-D, but it's strictly for books. I think BookTok is an amazing hashtag, and I love the fact that literacy and literature is being pushed so heavy with that hashtag. Drop on the clues bond for BookTok, damn it, okay? You know, you walk in Barnes & Nobles now, you see a whole BookTok section. So, yes, when I do post TikTok videos, it's about books. Okay, I love to read, and I have a book imprint, Black Privilege Publishing with Simon & Schuster, so it makes sense. But there's a lot of other information on TikTok. For example, this doctor named Karen Rajan, who back in September warned people about the dangers and health risk of holding in your farts. Listen to what she had to say.
I'll tell you some important facts about farts. On average, people fart 14 times a day. The more, the merrier. If someone tells you they don't fart, they're lying and you should disown them immediately, or they've got a bowel obstruction, which is a medical emergency. Your average daily fart volume is enough to fill up a medium-sized balloon. Happy birthday. The first fart of your day is usually the largest. 75% of farts are produced by bacteria in the large intestine. Digested food that isn't broken down is chewed up by bacteria that produce microscopic farts, and these microscopic farts accumulate and become one of your regular farts. 25% of farts is swallowed air that you don't burp, and dissolved gases from the blood making its way into your intestines. 99% of a fart is non-smelly gases, usually hydrogen, methane, and carbon dioxide. Hydrogen and methane are flammable, which is why you can light a fart on fire, not recommended. The 1% of farts that do stink are volatile sulfur compounds like hydrogen sulfide. If you hold in a fart too long, it can be reabsorbed into your blood circulation and breathed out when you exhale. The noise of a fart is a combination of anal sphincter vibrations and the percussion of butt cheeks against each other. Fart velocity and butthole tightness determine the sound. Anal embouchure.
First of all, I didn't misgender the man. His name is Karan. Okay, apologies, Karan. Didn't mean to reduce you to a messy white woman named Karen. What was that term? Pressing the butt cheeks together for percussion?
Yes.
That was an amazing, amazing uses of words. Drop on the clues bombs for Dr. Karan.
Your okay. Farts can catch fire?
I guess. All right? That's not what I got from that. What I got from that is if you hold in a fart too long, it can be reabsorbed into your bloodstream and breathed out when you exhale. You know what that means? That means that the next time somebody tells you that your breath smells like doo-doo, it's because it really does smell like doo-doo. Let me hiss mask ass, right?
All right, Red.
Clear it out. Clear the colon out, Red. There you go. There you go.
Okay.
Red recorded himself this morning just to play this.
Yes.
That sounded like a shark.
If somebody did that around you, you would say to them, bro, you might need to go to the doctor. Something's wrong. Actually, nothing is wrong. Everything is right. Okay? What's the moral of the story? You got to let your butt burp. Okay, you gotta let those flagrant fuzzies fly. When you are having rectal tremors, let that cornhole clap, okay? And if you and if your health isn't reason enough to let your farts go, then just know you should fart nowadays, because at the present moment, farting is the only gas we can afford. Please give Poker the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey. Of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
I'm a father.
Nick the camera guy, our digital guy, Nick, drop on the clues bombs for Nick. He just sprayed Febreze. As if those farts were real.
And we definitely know Envy's
you
a
You smell
farter.
Something, right?
No, I'm a farter.
We
I
know.
Like
you smell something. I don't fart in my clothes. I'm a farter, too. I just don't fart in my clothes.
I'm a farter. Mm-hmm. And my wife taught me something, too.
She taught you how to fart?
No. Well, yeah, she did. Let me tell you. She said if you're in bed, right, and you want to fart, but you don't make no noise, you just spread your cheek, and it just...
So that's why you just randomly do that sometimes?
No, you don't need no excuse to play with your butt. That's why if that's what you want to do, if you want to spread those cheeks with your own hands, do it, Kane.
Envy does that all the time in here. Now we know why.
And you don't hear it. It's no... It's...
That makes sense, though, because the doctor said the doctor said that the butt cheeks pressed together cause the percussion. Right. So if you spread them...
Okay. So if you in bed with your boo, you don't want your boo to know you fart, and you just...
Spread your own ass cheeks. Boy, y'all is some kinky. That's why y'all got six kids. I only got four. Y'all is kinky. You in the bed spreading your own ass cheeks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, getting you pregnant.
Well, this is something new we learned today.
I just spread your cheeks for no reason.
Thank you for that tip, Envy.
Ain't even no doctor around. You ain't getting no colonic, no nothing. You just
know how many people are trying this right now, thanks to you?
It works.
Ain't no colonoscopy happen. You just in there spreading your cheeks for no reason.
You know when you're in the bed and you got a fart, but you don't want it to do because you don't want to be...
I better never hear you be uncomfortable about getting a colonoscopy, okay?
Hey, you know, it's crazy. Envy does sit up here and randomly spread his cheeks.
I spread them.
And I did not know why he was doing
spread
that.
Spread
them. Oh, my goodness.
He's searching you for contraband. You want to search him for contraband, Ray?
No. All right. Thank you for that donkey of the day. Up next.
You didn't press the cheeks. Spread the cheeks, boss.
Up next, ask Envy if you have any questions about how to spread your cheeks.
Ask Ye. 800-585-1051.
Next time somebody fart around me in our head, I'm going to say that. I'm like, you know you can spread your cheeks. And it wouldn't make that noise.
Ask Ye. 800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club.
Ask
Good morning.
Envy.
The Breakfast Club. Come on. Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye. Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
This is Tattoo from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, what's up, man? What's your question for Ye?
Pretty much, my question is, I have an ex-fiance that we kind of have a long-distance relationship. I moved to California for a point of time and was faithful. She decided to talk to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
My question is that right?
Is it right that she cheated on you?
It's not. I mean, I guess not really cheated on me because we weren't together, but I stayed faithful with the hopes of being together still.
Well, first of all, if you guys weren't together, she didn't have any obligation. There's no staying faithful. To who, if you're single? That's a decision that you made.
But it wasn't an agreement. She just decides when we're together and when we're not.
And then what power do you have in this relationship?
We share two kids together.
Okay.
It's not really power, but we're also high school sweethearts.
If you're not happy with the arrangements and you're saying that she decides when you're together and you're not, you know, you don't have to be okay with that.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, and if you guys weren't together, like you said, and she got in another relationship, she's not really wrong.
To me, I want to be together with her. That's all I really wanted for this past 17 years is just us to be committed to each other.
And that's not what she wants.
Apparently not.
Well, sir, I'm sorry to say it, but you have to accept that if one person doesn't want to be with the other person, it won't work.
That's true.
You know, and taking her back every single time and she's doing whatever she wants to do and, like you said, dictating when you're together and when you're not, that doesn't work for you. That's not fair to you. So in order for you to be able to be happy and move on with your life, you know, she probably looks at it like he'll always be there for me.
Kind of. I think we have like a dependent relationship at this point. Not to say I've been a peach the whole time. Like, I've done my dirt and cheated and been through the whole nine. It's been 17 years. But at the end of the day, I just want her. I don't want anybody else.
Right. But if she's not in agreement with that, you can't force somebody to be with you if that's not what they want.
Well, she tells me she doesn't know.
Right. So right now she doesn't know. So you can't act like you're in a... I mean, look, if you choose not to be with anybody else because you know that's what you want and you're laser focused on that, that's a decision you made. So you can't be upset with what decision she makes because you guys are not together. You have to accept that.
I mean, I can accept that. So should I just, like, remain faithful in my mind, like, until she's ready?
That's up to you. She might never be ready, you know? And I feel like you're not ready to see anybody else, and you don't have to force yourself to see someone if that's not what you want to do. But eventually, if this is not what she wants, you are going to have to move on. It's not going to do you any good to sit around and hope that one day she wants to be with you if that's, you know, she's moved on and she's dating somebody else. So I want you to be able to live your life and enjoy yourself and not set yourself up for disappointment either.
It's true. I definitely have discussions with my therapist about such topics.
And what does your therapist say?
I need to start doing things for myself.
Right.
Like, be a little more selfish.
And you're not going to find that right person, if it's not her, to make you happy if you're so focused on that and you're not open to actually allowing yourself to be happy.
Yeah, I mean, I have friends, they're female, but it's like platonic.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Some of the best relationships start off as platonic friends.
Nice. But, yeah, I mean, you answered a lot of my questions. I hope she's hearing this right now.
And, you know, look, this is not to say that one day it might not work out. But in the meantime, you have to grow as a person. And I don't want you to be stuck waiting for something that may or may not happen.
So being selfish is probably a good thing right now, then, huh?
Enjoy yourself.
I will.
Okay.
Good luck, bro. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I'ma
keep it real with you. Here's some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Yo, me.
Yeah, you.
My bad. Yeah, this is John. What's up, Angela Yee?
What's up, man? What's your question for Yee?
Man, my question, like, so I met my girl, like, probably about 4 months ago, and, like, she met me as a school teacher, you know, like, nothing crazy, but my background, I'm a convicted felon.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was real with her about it, and... Now, like, she'd get in the car, like, it'd be a normal day. 4 times out of the week, she'd get in the car, no question. And then one random day, she's like, hey, is there any a crazy amount of drugs in here? And I'm like, where the hell is it coming from? Like, why did you ask you that?
Okay, so she thinks you still do illegal things.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, she ain't even meet me on that. She just knew about it from, like, me telling her about it.
Right. Did you have anything in the car?
Nah, besides me. Like, right. Nah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, look, you were honest with her. You told her something. She asked you a question. She does this all the time?
Yeah, like, it'd be random. Like, she might go a week and no questions asked, nothing normal, nothing crazy. And then out of the blue, just like, hey, have you been in the trap today? Like, what the heck? Like, where is it coming from?
Right. Well, you guys have only been together for 4 months, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's still a getting to know each other period, but you should tell her, like, I don't do those things anymore. Why do you ask me these questions?
Yeah, and I tell her that, and she met me, like, as a school teacher, so I don't even know where, like, she even come with it from, but it's wild. Like,
how does it make you feel when she does that?
Man, I feel like she looking down almost, because she's an attorney, and she came from, like, a different background from me.
Right. Well, you should tell her that. You should say, you know, it doesn't make me feel good when you ask me questions like that. It actually makes me feel like you're looking down on me.
Yeah, I do that. I do it.
You got to express yourself, especially it's the beginning of a relationship. You guys are getting to know each other. And so this is the time for you to really establish those things and express yourself to her. You know what else you could do? Get in the car with her and be like, yo, you don't have no drugs in here, do you?
Yeah, she might kick me out if I try that.
But you should be able to tell her that, honestly. And you just tell her how it makes you feel so she can be aware of it.
For sure. Okay. I appreciate it, man. I'm glad I got to finally talk to Miss Angela Yee.
All right. I appreciate you, too. And, you know, good luck with your relationship.
Awesome, man. Y'all check me out on IG, Coach J 850.
Coach J 850. All right.
Yep.
All right, brother. All right, Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. Now we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and let's talk about R. Kelly. We got to hear him sing from jail, but he did not sound happy about it.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I wish wish there were behind-the-scenes cameras here at the Breakfast Club.
Why?
Just a second ago. Charlamagne, you want to tell the people what you did on the floor out here?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I missed it, too.
Mm. Well, he laid.
I just hear a lie coming. That's all I know.
You hear a lie coming? Okay. Mm-mm-mm. Well, good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, one woman's dad is in jail with R. Kelly, and she actually had R. Kelly sing to her over the phone. I guess her dad called her from prison, and R. Kelly was there, and he did do it, but he didn't seem like he was excited about it.
I wanted to ask you something. Can you sing a song for me? Love Letter? Did you get my call?
Did you get my call?
After singing, y'all edited out the best part.
Yeah, they edited out the long sigh.
You could tell he was exhausted. He probably gets asked to sing a million times.
I'm sure
a
he does
day.
That a lot.
He better for survival.
They're like, yo, Kels, come over here.
Lord have mercy.
He was like,
would you woo woo woo?
All right, now Miley Cyrus is safe after her plane made an emergency landing. It was struck by lightning.
That's
you
crazy.
Imagine?
No.
She announced that it was caught in an unexpected storm. She said to my fans and everyone worried after hearing about my flight to Asuncion, our plane was caught in a major unexpected storm and struck by lightning. My crew, band, friends, and family who were all traveling with me are safe after an emergency landing. But she was not able to fly into Paraguay. So she said, I love you. That's how she concluded the message after Man. That. Can you imagine?
No, I was scared the doodle out of me.
You just go to sleep. And what would you do? Would you spread your cheeks?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Would you spread your cheeks right before the doodle came out? Would you spread your cheeks on the plane in front of everybody?
Huh? And who even says that would scare the doodle out of me?
I would say ish, but you can't curse.
You could say something else. You could have just said, I'd be scared. All right, now.
That's a bullies.
No, I'm just saying it's weird. All right, Justin Bieber has dropped a defamation lawsuit against sexual assault accusers. There were two women who accused him of sexual assault nearly 2 years ago. And in March 2020, one woman, Danielle, went on Twitter to claim that Justin Bieber had sexually assaulted her in an Austin hotel room after a performance at South by Southwest. It's that those tweets have since been deleted. She said that the attack took place in March of 2014. Now, Justin Bieber and his legal team argued that the artist wasn't even at the location on the day of the alleged assault and was instead at a rental property with his then-girlfriend, Selena Gomez. He posted the pics I showed of me and Selena March 9th in Austin to make it clear that we were together that night and went from the venue to our Airbnb and never went to the Four Seasons. This is our Airbnb receipt where we crashed with our friends. And then somebody else posted similar accusations via Twitter after that. She said that he had assaulted her in March 2015 in a New York City hotel. Again, Justin Bieber's attorneys insisted that he wasn't at the hotel at the time of the alleged attack. He was at a Met Gala after party, and his lawyers claimed he was at the event until 4 a.m. in the morning and even offered photo evidence to support his alibi. He did file defamation suits that same month, and he sought $20 million in damages. He said the claims were outrageous and fabricated lies. But now he has dismissed the complaints against them. So not sure why, but he did.
Did those two women ever really exist? Because it was random Twitter pages who posted those tweets. And didn't he have Twitter tied up in that lawsuit as well?
Yeah, so one woman was identified as Jane Doe. And Danielle in court documents was her name. And the other woman was listed as Khadija Digbrain. But, you know, you don't have to say your name in these court documents.
Yeah, but I thought he actually had Twitter tied up in the lawsuit as well, just for having somebody be able to post those random accusations.
Right, and then he was suing them for $20 million because they did actually, go to court. But I'm not sure what they decided or if he just decided to just drop it after all of this. So that's Justin Bieber. All right, now there's a petition calling for Kanye's removal from Coachella, and that has gotten over 30,000 signatures. So I'm not sure if that's going to actually happen. But Tory Lanez has launched a petition, by the way, now in response to all of that, to keep our black men on Coachella and other festivals. So recently we told you about him tweeting out protect black men and all of that. So now he has his own petition to make sure that
black men can stay on Coachella and all other festivals as well. He said, I just made this because someone has to.
I'm pretty sure Kanye won't be doing Coachella. Probably because he'll pull out. I think he's somewhere seeking healing right now.
All right. Now, Vice President Kamala Harris, there is a book that's coming out and it's called This Will Not Pass, Trump, Biden, and the Battle for America's Future. And there's some excerpts that people have been putting out right now of this book. It's coming out in May, but basically they're giving some inside information of what's going on in the White House. One of the excerpts talks about how Vice President Kamala Harris felt slighted by White House aides not standing when she entered into her room, and that she took that as a sign of disrespect. And so she also, according to this book, worried that Biden staff looked down on her, and she fixated on real and perceived snubs in ways that the West Wing found to be tedious. And in response to that, though, people have said that are on the staff that there is a deep respect for Kamala Harris in the White House. And there's other things that are in this book. According to this book, Jill Biden had issues and did not want Biden to pick Kamala Harris as his running mate because she criticized him and attacked him so much. But according to Jill Biden's spokesperson, they said there are millions of people in the United States. Why? According to Joe Biden's spokesperson, there's going to be a lot of stories coming out and a lot of people saying things about what happened in the White House, and they're not going to respond to all of those things.
But I understand that one.
Yeah.
You attack me the whole trail and then I pick you. I get that.
Yeah, so the First Lady and her team do not plan to comment on any of those stories. But they're saying there's going to be some juicy excerpts coming out about this book and a lot of different things like her impossible portfolio, including border security, all other issues that she had. And some people are saying that she had fallen short of sky-high expectations. All right, well, that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. All right. Now, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Get your request in. And also, shout out to everybody in Houston. You know, I'm doing my car show out there June 19th, which is Father's Day weekend. So get your tickets. We're not doing the ties and mugs things. Get your pop some tickets to the car show. It's a lot of fun, family fun. There's rides, carnival games, NASCAR, monster trucks, bikes, celebrity cars. It's Texas versus New York. So we got a lot of things going on, so get your tickets if you haven't got them already. And the mix is up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
I teamed up with Zyrtec for this allergy relief message. Springtime brings vibrancy to the air and pollen, so I take Zyrtec when allergy symptoms start. Save the tissues and live vibrantly with Zyrtec. Starts working at hour one and stays strong day after day.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, shout the Lotto for joining us this morning.
Big yes. Lotto.
Big Lotto 777 comes out on Friday.
That's right. And also, again, let me shout out to the New York Knicks last night. I DJed the HBCU Nights, where they invite all the colleges down, and the colleges get to do different things. I was the DJ for the night. Howard University student was an announcer. They had different HBCUs doing the national anthem, also a host of things. So shout out to the New York Knicks and Madison Square Garden. I had a great time last night. I took my daughter out for date night. We had a wonderful time. So shout out to them. And Trae Youngboy, that boy's a beast, man. That boy is a problem.
The Knicks suck. And that's sad because the Knicks were in the playoffs last year.
We were.
I don't know what happened.
Randall's injured, though.
What you mean Randall's injured?
He's injured. He's not playing.
That just happened.
I know.
You've been playing all season. What are you talking about?
I needed an excuse. I needed something. And shout out to World Wide West, too. What up, Wes? All right. When we come back, positive notice to Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. All right. Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
You got a positive note?
I do, man. And this comes from one of my favorite people, Dr. Nadra Tawab. Dr. Nadra, man, she posted, repeat after me, for my peace, I'm allowing myself to evaluate my relationships with people and things that leave me feeling drained. I'm noticing when my body is physically reacting, and instead of ignoring it, I'm taking action toward a more peaceful existence. I suffer when I dismiss what my body is trying to get me to notice. That should be law.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount+.
Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.